John 7:7-12. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify concerning it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to this feast, because my time has not yet been fulfilled. And having said these things to them, he remained in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he himself also went up, not openly, but as they were in secret. The Jews therefore sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" And there was much murmuring about him among the crowds. Some said, "He is a good man," but others said, "No, rather he leads the crowd astray."
Actually, humanity exists in only one of two conditions. One is that because they lack something they must seek, work, strive, and labor. The other is that because they have everything they may rejoice and enjoy their riches. In other words, at first you find that you do not have anything. Therefore, you must work and labor hard. For example, perhaps you are in the first year of college and you have to labor over your studies. This is like the feast of the Passover. After you have graduated and received your degree and have an excellent occupation, you are rich. This is like the Feast of Tabernacles because the work and labor are over. Now you are at rest and are in the position to rejoice and enjoy the benefits of your labor. Many foreign students come to the rich country of the United States for an education, but in reality they are simply hungry. After they work hard for several years and finally achieve their PhD degree, some will become very wealthy, but they will still be thirsty. If you see the thoughts concerning these two feasts, you will see the two faces of man's condition and the two aspects of Christ as our supply of life. On the one hand, he is the bread of life while we are laboring. On the other hand, he supplies us with the living water while we are resting. Once you see this thought, you understand the whole of John 7. Although it is a long chapter, it is brief in thought. The thought is that when you have succeeded in all of your achievements, when you have enjoyed all of your possessions, when you have rejoiced in all of your best circumstances, you will then realize that your thirst has not been quenched. Nothing is adequate to quench your thirst. Only the Lord can quench your thirst by affording you the living water.